好，弟兄姊妹，大家平安。
Peace,
我们今天要讲的是蒙爱与行善。其实蒙爱与行善的第三讲是讲活出美好。
Today we talk about the third episode in the series,
To
Love and Do Good Works, which is Live Out Your Beauty.
也是在这个信息里面，我们要强调看到自己是一个被神所被爱的人，然后呢，也了解到我们如果是一个被爱的人，或者是知道我们是个被爱的人，我们怎么样的去做行善，不只是做对的事哈，是怎么样彰显神的恩典与荣耀。
So first, we need to know that we are loved by God, and second, knowing that we're loved by God, what can we do in order to do good works, to reveal God's glory and grace?
那今天其实是要讲，就是说，那我们怎么样活出我们生命的美好来哈
？Which is to say, how can we live out the beauty in our lives?
那在这个讲我讲到这一开始，我要问你一个问题。
I want to ask you one question.
就是当你看自己哈，看你自己。你觉得神爱你吗
？When you look at yourself, do you think that God loves you?
有人点头啊，点头，你很好。因为呢，这个心理学家啊，就是做了很多的研究报告嘛，说看自己挺好的人啊，才幸福啊。
There are many studies in the psychological field showing that. Those
who are self-satisfied, they seem to be happier. So, generally, you look at yourself, whether it's your own possessions, your own things,
When you are content with who you are, what you have, and what you have accomplished, then it's easier for you to be happy.
而这样子的人也比较会感恩，或者这样的人也比较容易去帮助人。
And it's easier for him to feel grateful, and it's easier for him to help others.
那当然也包括了这样的人，他会比较觉得神爱他。
And it's easier for him to feel that God loves him.
因为如果自己都不接受自己，自己看自己到处都不顺眼、不爽了，他就不小心会埋怨，甚至怨天尤人哈，对神也有发出埋怨。
For those who are not satisfied with themselves, it is likely that they like to complain.About themselves and about other things.
那在母亲节，其实我们也会来想到，那自己觉得自己蛮好的的时候的孩子，会比较容易感谢父母的。如果自己嫌这样不好，嫌啊，不小心就怪妈妈、怪爸爸了，对吧？
When one is happy about himself, usually he's more appreciative of his parents.But when one is not happy with himself, usually, he's not that grateful.
那觉得父母爱他的孩子，绝对是比较幸福的孩子；觉得父母不爱他的孩子，就比较不幸福的。
And in turn, the people who think that their parents love them usually feel happier, and for those who don't feel that their parents love them, they usually are not as happy.
所以在母亲节，其实我们要帮助自己，帮助别人，就想到，这从妈妈怎么样的生我们，妈妈怎么样的养我们，妈妈怎么样的教导我们，看顾我们，塑造我们，我们从这些方面，我们就心里发出感谢，很感谢妈妈在这整个成长的过程里面。是怎么样的爱我们，是怎么样的保护我们，所以我们就会在欢喜快乐里面献上我们的感谢，而自己甚至会要自己更好的。
And Mother's Day, this day reminds us to appreciate the love from our mothers because they gave birth to us. They they raised us, they educated us, and they molded us. We should feel their love.
所以呢，当我们觉得自己还好，又带着感恩的心去数算母亲给我们这些养育之恩这些的时候，一个孩子我们就会怎么样？不仅会好好的活得平安健康，让妈妈安心哈，因为我们平安健康，妈妈才安心嘛哈。而且呢，我们会活得很活泼灿烂的，让妈妈高兴的。
So when we are having this attitude of appreciation.Then as their children, not only should we pay attention to our health and our safety so that our moms can be less worried about us, but also that we should strive to live a lively and splendid life to make our moms happy.
那怎么样想妈妈，数算妈妈的好的爱，我就留给你们自己哈。你们今天多想要多爱妈妈，而且不是只是今天啊。
I want you to count all the goodnesses that comes from your mom when you're alone, and I hope that you don't just count it on Mother's Day, but also on every day.
那我们今天要呢，牧师要带着你一起，我们一起呢来认识神是怎么样爱我们，然后认识到呢，在这位爱我们的神之下，我们看到自己的好啊，而且进而呢。就知道要如何呢活出我们自己生命中的美好，好让我们的神高兴，好让我们爱我们的神快乐。
So today we're going to study the truth of how God loves us and how good we are in His love and how we can live up the goodness inside us so that we can bring happiness to God as well as to our mothers.
Yeah, 一个让上帝都快乐的孩子一定会让妈妈快乐，对不对？
The child who can please God can definitely please his mom.
那我们第一个就要来看啊，看神的创造，就
First let's look at God's creation.
那今天讲的经文都是你们熟悉的，但我今天要真的你们来好好思想这些神在经文上所说的和神所做的。我们讲看一个人怎么爱你，就是看他怎么说怎么做嘛。我们今天就是你熟悉的经文，那你好好的来思想一下。
The scriptures that I will quote today will be the ones that you are very familiar with. Even so, I want you to think of what God has said and what He has done in the scripture, so that you can understand God's love.
在创世纪第一章，当神造人的时候，他就说：“我们要照我们的形象，按照我们的样式造人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切昆虫。”神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照他的形象造男造女。
In Genesis 1:26, then God said, "Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness.So that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them.
我再次想，当我们来看这些经文的时候，要想跟自己有关系的哈，不是就是一个，你想。神在造你造我的时候，他是怎么想？他是想要他把他的美好的神性，他的甚至他的能力、他的智慧，都建造在你我的身上。
When we're reading the scriptures, we should relate to ourselves. When God was creating us, what was He thinking? Not only He wants us to have His image, but also He wants to give us His power and His wisdom.
所以呢，所以怎么样？是这样子造的一个人，这样一个美好的人，这样有才干的人，能够怎么样？能够去管理他所创造的其他世界的所有的东西啊。
That's why He created such a good person, an able person, that this person can rule over the world.
所以我想你，当你看自己的时候，你要想到这位伟大的神，这位有爱的神，这个。公平、公义、圣洁的神，他这些美好的东西是有，像我们讲人的话，有遗传哈。因为我们把我们的本性 生孩子都遗传给孩子的。那神呢，他愿意把他这些美好呢，是在他造我们的时候就赋予给我们。
So that's why when you look at yourselves, I want you to think that we take the inheritance from God, who has the power and who is holy.
所以我们是从这个角度来看，我们看我们自己是有很多的美好的天性，有许许多多的神所赋予的才干，这个不管有管理，有创作，有你仔细去想，我们真的是在神的创造之下，我们极其很好的。
In this perspective, we should know that we have the divine nature, and we also have the talents to be creative and to be able to manage this world.
那神是完美的，我们不是嘛？像我有时候劝孩子要爱父母，孝顺父母，我有时候就是帮孩子，就说你想想看，你爸爸的优点是什么，你妈妈的优点是什么。哎，你不要去看爸爸妈妈不够完美的地方，因为从小呢，爸爸说妈妈在哪方面不够完美，妈妈说爸爸在哪些方面不够完美哈。那这些有些是不应该说，但是有些是事实，我们不够好。但是我们要常常强调的孩子不是接受那个不好个性的遗传啊，我们是要强调他那个好的爸爸妈妈那边好的基因的遗传，让他看到自己的好，然后让他自己没有借口的知道自己好，他父母给他的好，他要把他活出来的。
So God is perfect, but we're not. That's why I always encourage the children to look at their parents, especially the strengths of their parents.And know that they have inherited this strength from their parents, and that there's no excuse that they don't live it out.
那今天我们来看神的创作的时候，我们更没有借口的。
So when we're looking at God's creation today, we have even less of an excuse.
我们要好高兴的。
We should be happy about His creation.
那当然，我们是活在这个世界上，我们人也仍然有限的哈。我们来到诗篇第八篇，这边第三节到第六节这边说，我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿，便说人算什么？你见顾念他；世人算什么？你见眷顾他？你叫他们比天使微小一点，并赐他荣耀尊贵为冠冕。你派他管理你手所造的，使万物就是一切的牛羊。田野的兽，空中的鸟，海里的鱼，凡经行海道的，都伏在他的脚下。
In Psalm 8, it says, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them? You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honor."You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas.
所以我常常讲，我们不要小看自我，是神怎么造我们的哈。但是呢，我们又不要妄自，就是，我们又不要太骄傲，以为自己像如同神一样。你看看世界宇宙，你看看神所创造的伟大，我们会蛮谦卑的。但是谦卑，你又不要自卑了。谦卑，你要想想，哎，神这样子渺小的你与我，在世界那么大、那么多人、那么浩瀚的宇宙，我们真的是极其渺小。但是我们渺小归渺小啊，神眷顾我们，神顾念我们。神爱我们，神也帮助我们，让我们能够有能力来在这个浩大的宇宙里面，我们能够来做管理，我们有能够来治理。
So even though we are limited in many things, I don't want you to look down upon yourselves, because as it said here, that God is mindful of us, God cares for us.But on the other hand, I don't want you to be overestimating yourself considering yourself the same as God, and that is not right as well. But I want you to just be humble in front of God. Being humble doesn't mean lack of self-confidence.
神甚至要把荣耀跟尊贵都给你我。
Because God is going to give us the glory and honor.
但在这个过程里，在这个不完美的世界里面，他越时时会看顾我们，帮助我们。
In this imperfect world, He's going to be mindful of us, and He's going to take care of us all the time.
那所以我们就来看，到底神是怎么样的看顾我们呢
？And how does He care for us?
首先我们犯罪他都让我们犯罪嘛那怎么看顾呢
if we commit a sin does he let us continue to commit sins
因为神给了我们一个自主他不是造了一个人然后没有自己的思想没有自己的选择他尊重我们到一个地步让我们成长那当然我们会犯错我们会跌倒
God did give us free will, so that whatever that we choose to do, He respects us.
就像父母爱我们的孩子，你要让他走路，他就难免会摔跤；但是你要让他去做他可以做的事，他才慢慢真的会成长，对不对
？But it's just like when parents loving their kids. If you let them walk, they will they will fall, but then after they fall many times, they will gain the experience knowing how to walk.
但是一个负责爱孩子的父母，他不为孩子跌倒，他就不管的。他不会看到孩子失败了以后，他就说你就不理你了。不是的，看到孩子跌倒，他就会来帮孩子的。
But as a responsible parent, they would not ignore the kid who is falling or who is making mistakes. In those moments, they will come to your help.
所以是的，神许可我们犯罪了，犯罪甚至就是当我们有罪与神隔离了，在灵命里面就如同死了。
Yes, God allows us to commit sins, and in sins, we know that. That we are separate from God and that we are dead in spirit.
但是神在爱中为我们负责啊，他没有我们犯罪，我们死，他就不理我们，他来拯救我们，他来重新给我们一个崭新的生命。
But He takes the responsibility of caring for us in love. He doesn't just abandon us when He sees that we commit sins. He comes to our help.
所以在约翰福音三章十六节这边，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And in John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life."
我们今天唱歌时候也有念到，就是神不但为我们死，而且死在十字架上。而且是当我们还在做罪人的时候，他的爱这样子的向我们显明的。
We have seen today that God didn't just die for us; He died for us on the cross while we were still sinners.
那他不只是重新给我们一个新的生命啊，他来养育我们的，不是只生不养啊。
So God gives us a new life. In addition to that, He also raises us.
所以他。不但照顾我们这个永远的生命，他我们的在世上这个肉体的生命，他也眷顾了。
Not only he gives us an eternal life, he also cares for our life in this world.
所以在马太福音第六章那边他说：“你们神的儿女真的不要担心呐、啊！你人神这么爱你们，那么看重你，还担心？连那个飞鸟他也不种也不收。”来，那神也让他养活他。那个花草，他自己也不会纺线弄，结果他是那么的美丽哦。我们现在春天啊，你看这么漂亮的花，来，所以我们不要担心自己吃什么喝什么，神其实丰丰富富的供给我们。
God tells us that look at the birds of the air. Even if they don't sow or store things, they still have food to eat. And look at the flowers. Even though they don't have to they don't have to do anything, but they have good color and just like people's clothes.
所以其实我们在神的丰盛的供给下，给我们那么美好的世界，不但给我们在视感官神经上的享受，也满足我们每个人身体上的需要。
In His abundant provision, and not only that we are satisfied visually with this world, but also that we were provided with all the things that we need in order to live.
但是神不只是供给我们，神教导我们，如果我们错了，他也管教我们。
Not only He provides for us, He also disciplines us when we are making mistakes.
所以我们在座的孩子，如果父母只是养你，不教你，不管你，你不乖的时候，他也说 It's fine， 那他就不够爱你了。
So for the children, you must know that if your parents just give you stuff so that you can live. But they don't really discipline you when you make mistakes. Then they are not very responsible parents.
但我讲这话不只是跟孩子说的，也跟在座我们成年做父母的人说的。
And this is not just to our children, but to our parents here as well.
如果神只是供给我们生活上这些所需，而没有教导我们，甚至管教我们，那神也不是真的爱我们呐。
God just provides for us in order to live, but without disciplining us for the mistakes that we make, then He's not really raising us.
所以在希伯来书十二章六到七节这边讲说，因为主所爱的，他必管教又鞭打凡他所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子，焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？
That's why Paul tells us in the Hebrews, because the Lord disciplines the one He loves, and He chastens everyone He accepts as His son. Endure hardship as discipline. God is treating you as His children. For what children are not disciplined by their father?
所以呢，我们在成长的过程里面，我们如果碰到有些事情不顺利哈，别人的不管，是自己的哈，不是每次不顺利都是管教，因为这世界的不好，你就会人家生病，我们也会生病，人家车祸我们也生过，会什么 lay off 的时候也不看人的，整个 department 给 lay off 了也会，但是我们自己要有敏感的心来查验，当我们不顺利的时候，是不是神的管教？因为神真的会管教我们的。
When we look at the troubles in our lives, let's just focus on our own, not others. We should look at them sensitively. First of all, some of the troubles we all experience, and they may not be God's discipline. For example, we have accidents, and we can be sick.And when there is a widespread layoff, we can be part of that as well. But we really need to be sensitive to these troubles because part of these troubles really comes from God's discipline.
所以，当神的儿女碰到困难，哪怕是管教，其实尤其是管教的时候，你应该高兴的，因为你在这个不顺利里面，你其实看到神的爱，也看到神的保守的。
Actually, you should be happy when there is discipline in your life, because in these troubles, you should see God's discipline, and through that, you should see God's love.
而且你如果聪明的话，你最好记得这个管教，一生都不要忘记的。
And if you're smart, really remember this discipline and don't forget it for the rest of your life.
因为聪明的人就是如果做错一切事情。他就不要再犯错，对这样的错误，他就知道下次不要再犯嘛。
Because smart people, they don't make the same mistake twice.
我举个例子哈，我一个 example 啊，有一个年轻的牧师，他刚开始做牧师，到一个小教会去做牧师。
For example, there was a young pastor when he started his career as a pastor. He went to small church.
他就没有办公室，所以他常常就是在家里上班嘛。
there was no office for him, so he just worked from his home.
哎，有一天早上就有一个会友打电话来。
In one morning, a church member called him.
他说：“牧师，你也是在家里上班哈？”
And he said, "Oh, pastor, you work from home as well."
他说：“我最近公司也都让我在家里上班。”
And currently, my employer asked me to work from home.
本来很高兴，现在蛮多烦恼了。
I liked it to work from home, but now I started to have some feelings about it.
因为我现在还穿着睡衣的。
Because I'm still in my pajamas.
然后我工作的效率也不好。
And I am not very productive.
然后我常常起来倒杯饮料，坐在客厅一坐下来就看到我家好大的 TV。
And when I get up and drink my coffee, I usually sit in the living room and see that we have a big TV there.
然后我忍不住会打开电视，然后如果看到好看的，我就一直看，忘掉了时间。
And I couldn't control myself. Sometimes I turn on the TV and I continue to watch.
哦，这个都是二三十年前，那时候不像现在有人在家里上班啊，那个电脑会有 camera 的哈，要 monitor， 那时候没有这些 internet 还没有这么发展哈，所以他在家里大概没有人来观察他。
This was 20-30 years ago, and back then there was no like cameras or anything like that, so that you can have some sort of monitoring. He didn't have any monitoring at all.
那你知道这年轻的牧师当然就是赶紧好好的教导他了吗
？So this young pastor quickly wanted to give him some instruction.
我们做基督徒啊，我们是在对神负责。
And he said that we're Christians and we should be responsible for God.
人看得到看不到，我们都一样的，因为神看得到我们嘛，哈。
No matter whether or not people can see us or watch us.Doesn't matter because God always watches.
所以呢，你在家里上班要跟公司上班一样，你要有很好的这个 schedule 哈，排好你的这个时间表。
And therefore, when you work from home, you should treat it as if that you are working in the office. You should have a good schedule.
像早上你是绝对不可以打开电视的。
Like in the morning, you should never turn on the TV.
哦，这牧师又。讲了一些鼓励的话，然后也很高兴的带他做个简短的祷告，然后好好去做事吧。
And the pastor encouraged him and also did a prayer with him.
哎，这牧师也觉得自己做的挺好的。
And the pastor was happy with what he did.
讲完话口干了。
And then he felt dry.
就去自己倒杯水了。
Got himself a cup of water.
倒杯水，经过客厅就看到那个电视。
And he passed through the living room and saw the TV.
啊，我休息几分钟没关系吧，就把它打开吧。
So he talked himself to take a couple of minutes break and turn on the TV.
哎，一看还蛮有吸引他的，他就继续看了。
And the program was interesting, so he can.
继续看就慢慢退远一点，
and,
然后就碰到茶几。那个沙发前面的茶几。
And he walked back and he touched the coffee table.
他就这样坐下去了。
And he sat down.
坐在了茶几的那个角corner 了哈。
And he sat at the corner of the coffee table.
这牧师蛮瘦的。
He was thin.
他的垫部肉不太多。
What?
他的臀部又不太多，所以坐在那个茶几一坐，就听到咔一声。
And he heard the coffee table making a sound.
因为那个茶几是玻璃的面，镜子的面。
Because the coffee table was made of glass, the surface of it.
结果牧师就知道闯祸啦。
And now he knew that he was in trouble.
他心里。讨厌自己，但是心里面就充满了喜乐。
He felt bad for himself, but then at the same time he felt happy.
他为什么喜乐
？Why was he happy？
他为什么高兴？闯祸了，哎，那个，他也不知道到后换配那个玻璃啊，方不方便啊什么，这个好的一个茶几就破掉了，他还好高兴啊。
How could he be happy about a ruined coffee table？
为什么高兴
？What was the reason for that？
他说感谢神啊。
He said thanks.
我刚刚才在电话教导人家什么呀？他说。
I was just on the phone, instructing other people.
他说谢谢神。
Thank you, Lord.
我这辈子都不会忘记。
I can never forget about this.
我怎么跟人家讲？我自己一定要自己好好去做。
That whatever that I instruct other people, I must do accordingly.
所以这个管教，在他后来几十年做牧师里面，都不断都会提醒他，帮助他。
So this discipline actually reminded him throughout his pastoral career.
当然，他仍然不是个完美的人。
He is still imperfect.
但在他一生里面，他神管教他的事，他就好好的记住。
But he has the good tendency to remember the disciplines that came from God.
你希不希望你的孩子是这样的？
Don't you want your children to have the same habit as well?
他做了不太适合的事，你跟他讲一遍，他就都记得了。
That when he does things improper, you only need to tell him once and he'll remember.
我们在做父母的，你希望你的小孩这样，你在这里，神也希望做父母的你，我们神的儿女也是这样子。
If the parents want to have this kind of children,Parents, you should remember that God wants to have these kind of children as well.
所以我们知道神养我们、教我们，甚至管教我们，他爱我们。
So we should know that God raises us and He disciplines us, and that's because He loves us.
而且他塑造我们。
God also molds us.
这经文我们也都要会背了哈，以弗所书二章。的八到十节，我们就尤其是第十节，在这边我们讲，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为叫我们行善。
This is from Ephesians chapter 2, especially for verse 10. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works.
我们信神的，神拯救我们，不是就把我们放一边啊。常常把我们捧在手里面，捧在怀里面，爱我们，在他的手里面，他 shape 就塑造我们了。
We must know that when God saved us, He's not just putting us aside; He put us in His palm so that He can shape and mold us.
那来塑造我们是为了我们去做好事，做行善的事啊，是预备了，他早就预备了这些好事要我们去做，他塑造我们就是要去成就这些好事。
And he molded us so that we can do what he had prepared in advance for us to do.
那我们一直强调这个好事，去做的好事就是能够彰显神恩典与荣耀的事啊。
And these good works are the things that can reveal God's glory and grace.
也就是在爱里面让人家看到。在爱里面去做的好事，而且做的好棒好好，所以有荣耀的。
Which is the work that we must do in love, and we must do successfully to give glory to God.
所以我们看神眷顾看顾我们，不只是不要我们这个摔跤生病，是要把我们塑造教养成一个能够好棒好棒的人，能够彰显神的恩典荣耀的人。
Therefore, we must know that God cares for us not only that we don't make mistakes, but He wants us to be an excellent person, to be a person that can reveal God's glory and grace.
我告诉你，爱里面是有期望的。
In love, there is expectation.
那这个期望不是去要求人家做不到的事，或者是这个不是的，是在爱里面你一定。会希望他好。
This expectation is not a demand. Where you ask people to do what they cannot, they're incapable of doing. But this is an expectation that you love. You want him to do good things.
就像我们生了孩子，你应该对他有一个好的一个期望。你希望把他养育成一个好孩子，你希望他是一个正直的人，你希望他。不但领受你的爱，他活出一个是个有爱心的人。
Just like when we are raising our children, we have expectations for them. We want them to be a good person and to be a righteous person.
在以弗所书一章十六到十九节这边说到哈， 保罗为他们祷告，祷告其实就是两件事情，第一件事情就真知道神，对神更认识，然后呢第二件事情呢就是要他们这个能够明白，从心里面真的是明白，这个明白什么呢？明白三方面。
Ephesians, Paul said a few things. One is that he wants them to know God better, and the other is that he wants them to have a better understanding of the three things.
这三件事情呢是这样的，一个就是他要让我们知道神恩召我们，就把我们召出来救出来啊，其实是对我们有一个盼望的，不是说救出来就放一边的，他有一个好的盼望。好的希望。
First, God called on us because He has expectation for us.
那这个希望呢，其实是很更实际的告诉我们，那我们是神的基业，在我们身上神可以得到很大的荣耀。就是你看，在那我们一定很好嘛，要不然怎么可能给神荣耀呢？
Another thing is that we that from us God expects glory. That is because that we're good enough to reveal His glory.
而且神在他所信的就是你与我，在我们身上，神会不是让我们看见能力啊，是在我们身上彰显能力。就你我，我们会活出来很有能力的一个生命。这个能力从神而来。
And the third thing is that God doesn't just want us to see the power in Him.But he wants us to be able to reveal the power through us.
所以神对你我是有期盼的。
So God has hope and expectation for us.
这个期盼是一个合理的期盼，不是随意的过分的要求的。
This is a reasonable expectation. This is not a unreasonable demand.
在哥林多，前书四章二节这边所求于管家的就是要他忠心。
In First Corinthians it says, "Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful."
神没有强求你的。你看，在哥林多后书的八章十二节说：“因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙愿了，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无的。”
And God doesn't make unreasonable demands. Here it says in Corinthians, in Second Corinthians, "For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have."
所以神的这个期望在你我的身上，是神先给了你和我的。
So God does have expectation on us, but He first gave us.First.
要你出力，神一定先让你有力。
If he wants strength from you first, he will give you strength.
要你在某些事情上能干做事，神就给你那方面的恩赐，给你那样的聪明。
If he wants you to be able to manage things, he will first give you the capability in that area.
不管我们是服侍还是奉献。你没有钱，你也不可能能奉献，都是神先给了你，神才叫你奉献的。
No matter what we do, what kind of service we give God, it is always that He give us first.
所以，我们真的是在看自己的时候，不要小看了自己，也不要担心神很不公平的在我们身上要我们没有的。
Therefore, let's not look down upon ourselves.And also, let's not complain that God is asking something that we cannot provide to Him.
你不要看自己不够谁更多才干长得也更漂亮赚的钱也更多。
Don't look at what you're lack of. Don't think that other people may have more talents or they may have stronger financial capabilities.
你有足够的好。
You have enough goodness.
我们就想到那个例子啊，圣经上不是有在马太福音呢，神给他5000银子哈，给2000银子，给1000银子。
And there was an example in the Bible says that the master gave $5,000 talents, $2,000 talents, and $1,000 talents to three different people.
那个。给那个5000，他又赚了5000的。他说他忠心良善。
And he praised the one who took 5,000 and made 5,000. He praised him for being faithful.
他说你来 与主人一起享受、啊、一切的快乐。
And he said that、come and share your master's happiness because you are a good and faithful servant.
那对那个两千赚了两千两千人他没有赚五千哦刚刚五千赚五千他两千赚两千神给一样的奖赏一样的赞赏一样的这个欢喜快乐
And for the one who he gave 2,000 and that guy made 2,000 back for him he gave exactly the same、encouraging words and the same reward
所以当我们看自己的时候你看得合乎中道你要欢欢喜喜的
Therefore、when you look at yourself、make sure that you're happy about what God has already given you
那所以我们今天刚刚一起看到的就是我们的生命怎么来的神怎么造我们的
So、today we looked at how we were created
然后呢我们看到神不只是造我们神顾念我们关照我们教养我们塑造我们
And we also、studied that not only he created us but he cared for us he raised us and he、disciplined us and he molded us
然后我们看到神给了我们多少的好神知道神也希望我们能够活出这样子的美好
And then we know that God has expectations for us to live out all the goodness in us.
那我们最后就来看，那我们怎么回应呢
？So how should we respond?
我们如果知道了，神是把我们造的那么有神的形象，然后我们犯错了，他拯救我们，给我们崭新的生命啊。然后他爱我们眷顾我们保守我们也放在他教导我们也放在他手上他来塑造我们
We know that we were created in his image and we also know that when we make mistakes or commit sins he came to our help and he gave us a new life and we also know that he、raised us he cared for us and he molded us
你不要担心自己不够在神的眼中神要只要我们忠心我们活出我们自己的美好自己的灿烂那就是最美好最灿烂
Therefore don't be worried about if you don't have enough because God just wants us to live out the goodness in our own way、as long as we can live out、the goodness in our lives that's the best of God
所以我们要知道我们从神那边领受的是一个美好的生命的
So we must know that this life that we receive from God is a good and beautiful life.
看看自己。
And look at yourself.
我不是叫你看错了，认为自己不好的地方还好。我要你看你自己的好。
I'm not asking you to misidentify your weaknesses as strengths, but I'm asking you to look at the goodness in yourself.
是的，我们不是什么都棒，什么都好。
We're not good at everything.
甚至有些地方我们明明好的地方我们也没有好好的去做它啊。
Sometimes even if we can do better we didn't really let us strive for the best
也不是跟人家争竞是为了面子是自己欢喜的看到自己好好高兴的把自己的好给展现出来啊。
I don't ask you to compete against others but I want you to look at the goodness in yourself and just live it out joyfully
我告诉你，一个美好的生命是一个爱的生命。
A good life is a life of love.
因为神就是爱，神把那爱的生命给了你我。
Because God is love, and He gives us the love, His love in our lives.
你爱你的父母，你就不会伤害你自己的身体，你就不会做那些不让父母难过的事嘛。
If you love your parents, you would always.Want to live a healthy life, and you would not want to do things that can make them unhappy.
我们越看到神是这样爱我们，我们爱神，我们也不忍心去做那些让神看了难过的事情。
We know that God loves us, and to love Him back, we should not do things that can upset God.
所以在爱里面，我们不但去不伤害人，我们爱里面我们要去。真的是做美好的事情。
So in love, first, we should avoid hurting people, but secondly, we should do the good things.
那神告诉我们，耶稣说要时时与他连结哈，因为呢，葡萄枝子如果离开了树，就不能做什么，就不能结果子。
God gave us instructions to be connected and stay connected with Him because when the branch were cut off from the vine, then it cannot produce any fruit.
怎么样时时与主连结呢？
So how can we stay connected?
当我们教会有鼓励你每天读经啦、读祷告啦，时时的，就是凡事随时的。你在做事的时候你也可以想到神啊，感谢神让你有机会有这个 job、right? 也感谢神有足够的聪明 去面临这个挑战，我们时时都可以想到神，我们时时也向神支取爱与支取能力。
We can the Bible reading in order to stay connected with him. We also can pray continually with him throughout the day. For example, even if when you're having challenges in your lifeYou can always pray to God and thank Him that He prepared you, He gave you the wisdom and the capability to overcome the challenge.
再次的讲，今天所牧师所讲的经文，就讲的这些真理知识上，基督徒都知道的。
The things that I've been talking about today, I think these are all familiar things to us.
但是你这些真理的知识知道，你有没有把它放在你的生命里面，你的人生观，你怎么样看自己？
So knowing all these truths, have you applied them to your value system?
所以牧师在这里呢介绍你们一个牧师认为这个我们应该有的一个人生观。
So here I introduce to you the following concepts that we should build into our value system.
那这个怎么看我们自己的一生，影响我们在每日的生活的？
So the way that we evaluate ourselves have a big influence on our daily lives.
所以第一个我一直要强调的就是，你要知道神是爱，他是好。
First, you must know that God is love and He is good.
他不只是爱他好，哎，跟你我有关系的。
But there is a relation with us of His goodness and His love.
神爱我，他对我好。
He loves me and He is good to me.
所以这个是这个铁的事实哈，这神所说的，神所做的，从他的创造、他的拯救、他的管教。我们必须要把这个知识深深的印在我们的不但脑里，在心里。
This is the absolute truth that we can understand that from His creation, His salvation, and His discipline.
所以你在任何时候，你面临任何时候，快乐也好，不快乐也好，你快乐的时候你欢喜快乐跟感谢神，你不快乐的时候你要想到。我也没有多不快乐的，原因是什么？神爱我，神会帮我，神是我的，神知道我所面临的一切。
So no matter what kind of situations you're in, you must understand, you must know this. If you're in a good situation, you know that He loves you and He provided you all this. If you're in a challenging situation, you should also know that He loves you and He's giving you the opportunity, so that you can rebuild.
那第二个，我希望我们知道了，就像我们看了神所说的、所做的，我们知道，在基督里我们被拯救，在基督里我们是新造的人，在基督里我们讲，我们有具备足够的好，不但是具备这个足够的好，我们能活出自己的美好与灿烂的。
And the second point is that in Christ I have enough good in my life and can live out my beauty and brilliance.
不仅是这样子，我们在第三个这边，在爱里面，借着彰显神的恩典与荣耀，我们能够欢欢喜喜的成为别人的祝福。
And the third point is that in love I can joyfully be a blessing to others through revealing the grace and glory of God.
这是我们基督徒该有的人生观的。
This should be the view that we should hold.
所以我们看自己的时候。我们应该带着欣赏的眼光，因为我们知道神是怎么造我们，神是怎么样的爱我们，眷顾我们，培养我们的。
when we look at ourselves, we should be appreciative of ourselves because we know how God created us, how He cared for us, raised us, disciplined us, and molded us.
所以我们看事情，我们不但是接受欢喜、快乐、感恩的里面接受自己，我们要看到自己。有什么神已经给了我们什么，我们这些东西我们真的可以好好把它活出来的。
So when we look at ourselves, we should be acceptive of who we are and look and acceptive of what God has given us, what we have.
再次的强调，我们绝对不以自己的好为满足。
Well, I want to stress that we should not be taking just pride of our goodness.
因为一个蒙爱的人，一个好的人，他一定会彰显神的爱，他一定会把好的也传递给他周遭的人。
Because for a blessed person or a loved person, he should have the capability to spread the blessing and love to others.
我们安静呢一下下。
Let's be quiet for a moment.
我真的好希望这些我们听来都可能都知道听过好多遍的一些话语，就是真的是进入我们每个人的心中。
I truly hope that these familiar words or truths can truly enter into your heart.
你不但知道神爱你，真的每天要感受到他的爱。
Not only that you know His love, but that you can feel His love.
你不但要知道你自己还不错，你每天醒来你都要感谢神，神真的把你造得蛮好，神也供给你足够，让你活出灿烂的生活生命。
Not only that you should know you have all this goodness in you.But that you should also know that God has created you and provided for you, and that you're able to live out the goodness inside of you.
每天都是在神的爱里面生活的。
You should know that you should live your everyday life in God's love.
不但每天享受神的爱，我们也彰显神的爱。
That not only you enjoy the love that God gives you, but that you can also reveal it to others.
如果这样，我们的生活会多么的幸福，多么的喜乐。
If we can do all these, then our life will be much happier and more joyful.
你知道，如果我们这样子照神的心意来活，我们的家里面会多么的 much better 哈，是多么的更好哈。
If we live like this according to how God designed, then our family life would be much better as well.
来，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的主，我们感谢你。
Loving Lord, we thank you.
主啊，真的不是只是这个短短的信息，而是给我们。更是让我们重新思想到，你给我们的是一个美好的生命。
Lord, let us know that you give us such a good life through this message.
在这里额外的求神，真是我们在座的每一位，主，真是让我们能够体会到。从你所说所做的事上体会到你对我们的爱。
Lord, we pray that each one of us can feel your love through what you said and what you have done for us.
再次的感谢你给我们这些亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们彼此相爱，也愿我们时时彼此勉励。
Lord, thank you for giving us our dear brothers and sistersMay we love each other and may we support and encourage each other.
愿我们不但领受了这爱的生命，也被你的爱的激励，让我们一起，不但是个人，我们家庭，我们的教会，都要一起来彰显你的恩典与荣耀。
May we not only receive this life of love from you, but that we can be inspired by your love, that we can live out your grace and glory together.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.